Hey everybody, this is an accountability check-in, the first one of 2021. I am checking in to see how you guys are doing. BBO podcast, we kind of slacked off a little bit due to the pandemic, and so we are picking back up, basically helping you pandemic-proof your business. There is so much money, so many resources, not just the PPP, because everybody gravitates towards that, but there's so many grants out there, even some things that I'm thinking about applying for myself, for my businesses. And really, the resources are in networking as well. The things that you need, there are so many different people that can help you be put in a position so that you can get help. You know, if you're looking for a graphic designer, there's so many apps. If you're looking for social media management, if you're looking for copying or print work or t-shirts, even branding, there's so many different small business owners that are willing to barter, that are willing to cross promote, that are willing to work together so that you both can accomplish what you need to do. So there are so many different ways to offer or restructure or represent your services so that you can benefit another business owner and they can benefit you. So I'm just checking in with you guys, trying to see what your thoughts are. Also, what are your plans? I know a lot of people were planning the first quarter. Some people, I know I've gone out and written out most of my stuff for this year, and some things will change because of the pandemic. Like I had some conferences scheduled for January that I've moved to March into April, and so and even then they still might change because our safety is way more important than, you know, currency, or way more important than profit, of course. But we're at the point where we have to find a way to completely proof our business against the pandemic as much as we can. If that means changing the model, if that means redirecting traffic on our website, if that means changing our SEO so that we can attract more customers, whatever we need to do, whatever you feel, you know, it's always good. My business, Kingdom Mogul Enterprises, we offer what we call small business checkup. So we kind of let you know what you're doing, what you could be doing better, and things like that. And I feel like that's something that we always need to do, an evaluation of our business. What's the profitability? What can we do to make it better? What is something that we struggled with last year? What is the competition doing? Not because we're in competition, but a lot of times it's healthy to know what is making your competitor stand out that you may need to take note of. There's nothing wrong with taking education in whatever form it's going to be. I'm not talking about copying. I'm not talking about imitation, because originality is what sets your business apart. But what I'm really, really talking about is making sure that, for instance, you better believe that Walmart and Target compare. Okay, this is the sale. This is what we're going to put out. This is how we're going to present it. Valentine's Day, okay, this is how we're going to set things up. This is what attracts the eye. This is what attracts our consumer. Knowing your consumer base, knowing their price point and what they're willing to spend, knowing what you need to spend for advertising dollars. I look at shows that even sometimes are unrelated because they have so much in it. If you ever watch Restaurant Impossible, they have the first thing that Robert Irvine asks is, what's your food cost? What does it cost, you know, for you to make it? What does it cost for you to prepare it? And, you know, are you charging enough? And so in our haste to sometimes obtain a customer, we don't charge enough to be profitable, enough to be marketable, enough to be in the class of the customers that we want to be in. It's okay to want to be competitive, but you need to make sure in being competitive that you don't come under so much that it's not attractive. Your level of customer, your level of consumer is looking for a certain product. They're looking for a certain price point. They're looking for a quality. And if you offer that, sometimes price doesn't matter. You know, if you offer a quality product, if you offer the opportunity for them to get a service, even if it's something that they have to pay more for, even if it's something that ships or takes a little longer, quality over quantity is always better. People will tell you that, and it's tried and true. It really is. when you give someone a quality product, even if it's a one-timer, even if they don't have to buy from you again, when there is a need, they will refer you. When there is a need, they will push you. And so we have to remember that we're not in competition with anybody else. However, it is okay to compare with other people because strategies are just that. They're not, they're not confined to one thing, to one business, to one idea, to one structure. They are made for us to use in multifaceted areas so that we can grow. Even myself, I have several businesses. They have different marketing strategies, different marketing plans. So those of you that own more than one business, don't use the same marketing structure, same marketing plan for different businesses. See what works for that business. Tailor everything for one thing and then continue to grow it, continue to work on it, continue to change it. Even when you have a business plan, a different business plan per business. All businesses are not created equal at all. And so, you know, even though it might take more work, even though it might take more research, even though it might take more determination and more fortitude, you're going to have to do some things to not only set yourself apart, but to make sure that what you're doing is something that can continue to grow and can begin to maintain on its own. Basically, I also want to make sure that you have someone that you can be accountable to, whether it's your family, whether it's another business owner, whether it's even your children, because we have some single entrepreneurs that don't really have family. Remember your why. This is the beginning of the year when we redirect our focus, when we reestablish our goals, when we reestablish our resolutions. We see what's working, what worked last year, what didn't work. I know a lot of businesses took a hit, and that was normal in the climate that they were in the climate that we were in. That was normal. So what do you do now to make sure that you sustain? If the pandemic is not gone until the end of the year, what are you going to do to maintain and to thrive in this year? So I just want to keep your thoughts. We're going to come back on with a guest a little bit later and just kind of get you guys' thoughts and see what you're thinking. Hopefully this information is helping. Drop some questions down to us. Email us the BBO podcast official at gmail.com. Or you can find us on Facebook. We need to know exactly what you need help on because we're not afraid to tackle even the hard subjects. But make sure you hit us up, Facebook, whatever you need to do to let us know how, if we're helping, what you need help on, and what you're struggling in. I hope your new year is starting off great, and we'll be back shortly.